there is now fully on board. The Santa is alone. Alone.
As a result of that, today at 12, we're having a farewell function. Where is the function? November is living in November. I did ask, and they kept on telling us that no, there's no budget. And I was told it's not so long, it's been telling me.
The fishing people ate all the budget.
Huh?
The fishing people ate all the budget.
Yeah,
even
if the venue was small, come in numbers. Don't be, Mrs. Lucifer will update us on that year end.
It's not a 7-day function as well.
Yeah, we shall still be meeting next year sometime. Yeah, budget is still coming. Where you shall have to be making our rebel rosin.
No, it's my first term, so I don't know about that until the end of the term.
Still coming. We learn until we die. We are fine with page 3. You covered Mr. Salim. As we said, until we have that quorum. But you counted 2 on your side. He said 1, 2.
So if somebody just signs it, we can accept it now, and then if somebody signs the quorum instead.
Okay, we still had to go through on that same day. I was running, on the Marine Living Resource. Page 1, we find?
James, the person on the team Moses was just the acting director, just like that, is also the other chief director, the chief director was the acting director.
Moses was the spokesperson, isn't he? Spokesperson of the department, isn't it?
Yeah, but she's responsible, I think, for communications.
Communication.
Acting director of communications.
I'm not sure what capacity she acting.
We'll come back to that.
Sorry, Jefferson. Mm-hmm. I see that in all these minutes, Albertina has promoted me from S to A.
Abraham.
Yes.
Abraham.
Okay.
I can see that, yeah. It's A. And then instead of F.
I see on page 2 on the CEC block. Here, activity, stakeholder relations, communications, and legal services. So it's an after that first one. And then on the first
stakeholder relations, communication, and legal services.
relation, communication and legal support.
So she would have been acting the time, the same position.
Oh, so hold up, take hold of your casting. Stop my yeah? On page 2 of the 8th afternoon session. That is page 3 is time. I'll find with the afternoon minute.
You have something to
say? Your.
The sentence that you need, take a closer look on cooperative and show that initial support is provided to cooperatives, taking into account of most cooperatives in our program. Should not be booked in our program.
Okay.
Such as the form and what we have.
So, to look at your
programs.
Programs. We find that save for Mr. Abram taking away the A and replace it with F. We can live with the A.
The S.
Oh, okay. We find that. Then that shall take us through to minutes 10th of October. Page 1. Again, the correction of Mr. Abram. This was a consideration of the OVP and the Veterinary Council.
Dear President, on that the same first opening and welcome where you said that...
We're done with page 1.
Okay.
Page 2. Okay, done with page, oh yeah, page 1. Chief scientist, corporate social, company secretary, I think company secretary. It's company secretary. It is company secretary. Page 2, Mr. Fandel.
Yes, Chief President, on that first paragraph where you talk about the unfortunate incident that happened in the committee, that was the incident when we left the committee. Then afterwards, you also said that it transpired that I said something. I stood up and I said, and I affirmed that I never said what was said in the media that I said. What I said that I stood up, can you remember? Mr. Abrams also stood up and he on what you said. So what you said is here, but what Mr. Abrams and he said is not here. I think I made a short sentence to say that you said it didn't happen. I asked for a hearing. I don't know how you say it in there, but you can put a small sentence in there that I actually said I didn't say what the media said I said.
I comprehend.
Yes. You know, when we left the meeting, somebody said that I called the minister as a Robert Peter, and then the media reported on that, but I wasn't at the committee to protect myself at that time. So then at the next meeting you said it was an unfortunate incident. I stood up and I said, I never said that.
Okay.
And I stood up and told the
committee. Oh, so that is not reflected, yes.
That is not reflected.
Okay.
I would like to have it reflected. I still say I didn't say that.
Thanks, man. Welcome. So can we incorporate that? Also that Mr. Andalan
confirmed that he has used any derogatory language towards the minister, whatever it was.
We are on October 10th, and there was 2013.
Is it correct to say incident, or is it incident?
Unfortunate incident.
In my view, it should be an incident, not incident.
She has the content.
How does that sentence read now?
Can you just draft something? No, on which the one? Point raised by Mr. Sandalan.
Oh, he has said it.
Eh?
He has said it.
What I'm asking here is
Mr.
for us to come back.
Mr. Sandalan affirmed that he never used a derogatory language against the minister as it was reported in the media.
Yes, that's right. I can refute that.
We start with page 2.
Chairperson, my memory should be right. After your remarks, I said that we need to thoroughly go into these issues that led to this incident.
And?
That led to this.
Okay.
To this incident.
So if you put on page 3 as the resolution.
No, page 2.
No, but we put in the resolution.
What did you say?
No.
Yeah.
So we're fine with page 2. Page 3. English.
Engage whether it's incident or incident. I think it's an incident.
What is an incident?
It's an occurrence. Incidents would be by chance.
Incidentally.
Yeah. I might be wrong.
I would not use the word incident.
Incident.
I can't think about it right now, and I would use incident.
Okay, let's be consistent and talk about the incident. The incident. Let's for consistency purposes talk about the incident.
Yes.
Incident is an occurrence.
Yes.
Incident. So this should be be correct. Well, when you said the incident, the happening.
Yeah.
But this occurrence, in other words, it's the whole, it's the whole incident.
What do our English people say?
This is actually just trying to be a bit diplomatic. My true language was that I said that the minister lied. That's what I said. So, if you say here that the fact that Mr. Abram said that the minister lied, that incident should be formally investigated or attended to or whatever.
The incident, number one, we correct two things. Incident, that's one. Between be formally addressed by the commission. So, Mr. Abram, you were saying something very briefly?
No, what I said, Jay, is that I don't mind if we say here what I exactly said, because that is what caused scripture. I don't mind. I mean, this is diplomatic language.
Okay.
I don't mind if you already say it, but I don't mind telling the truth. I said it, and I don't mind getting it in here.
But we are here now. Are we fine with it as is?
Yeah.
We are fine.
Thank you. We are now correcting. We have just dealt, if we are fine with page 3 as well. Self-mannered, that is reflecting the correctness of what transpired in the meeting. Having gone through page 1, 2, 3 on page 2, 4 on page 3, are we all okay with all of those? That was a long meeting. I remember we did not even have lunch. Can we then move for any adoption on the 10th October 2013 meeting? Mr. Shane? Okay. Yes. Put all the little typos there.
The inclusion of reference.
And that in PAS. Yes. Any seconder? Any seconder?
Seconder.
The 10th of October, that's the minute we have to adopt it.
She can't propose.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mrs. Stein, you cannot move.
So I will do it.
Yes. No, it's 10th of October. That's what color people say in Cape Town. Say, but I can't say. Go to the seconders. And then we move to 11th of October. We shall come back to the
8 and 9, 8 and 10, 8 and 8, morning and morning.
Page 1 on 11th of October. Mtavele is what? It's animal, whatever. Animal health director. Just double check with us, about correct. Dr. Mono Mashaba is the chairperson of that board, as of then. That's what was indicated. Page 2. And then Angelo Patterson and Eureka Scholz as directors within the executive structure of PPSD. Maybe you can also just get a sense of their responsibility. And Novuyo Matai, general manager for, and also Don Westcott. Tamarai Naika is general manager for laboratory, which then takes us to Snowy Matai, who is general manager
for the North Region.
Matai? For the North Region. Matai is North Region. We are on page 2, we are on those PPCB attendees. Though Snow Matai is general manager for what? And you said for North. And then others are coast, others are south, and the directors there, Angelo, and so on. This is all for purposes of having to present a very clear substance and comprehensive minute. A board member is non-executive, and the director is executive.
Just listen, that these are in Cape Town, so it's there are situations that they work on business, so it's easy for them to be here all the time.
But what is the issue, Mr. Pandal?
No, it sounded like you were saying there were too many people to present this.
No, I did not say.
Oh, it didn't sound like it. All these people did not.
Okay, page 2, are we fine? The rest is fine from where I'm looking. And then page 3. Within BRIC. Yeah, but see the point is, if you say BRICS, we shall also find new markets if within ourselves. The S refers to South Africa.
BRIC country.
No,
BRIC country.
Is that fine within?
I wasn't there, but I'm just reading from the paragraph last night where you talk about the part of the spread and industry in the Pakistan of Russia, the role of Russia, India and China, and the African market. So I don't know if you have done
what sentence is that?
On the paragraph on Alice.
Oh.
This is almost to the bottom relationship, the role
Yeah, but if we were to read that sentence without the second bullet, all what you need to do with that second bullet is to add African market.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that we're consistent with our discussion.
Yeah.
And African market. Are we fine with that, members? The very first paragraph there on page 3 on top. After Mr. Simpson concluded his presentation, members were given an opportunity to make comments and or ask questions to which he should be responded to. Were given an opportunity to make comments or ask questions to which he should be responded. Responded to.
No. There's already two.
Opportunity to make comments. So you take away the two. The very last one. Members were given an opportunity. To make comments and or ask questions.
On that next paragraph on the bottom, it is written exactly the same, but then the two is gone. In that other paragraph, is exactly the way we did it now.
Okay, so we've done away with the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not inconsistent.
Nobzala wants to say something?
No.
And she is saying it.
Not to just say a person, Ms. Ndombi Simang, the chairperson of the board of the NAMC, introduced the presentation, and she's not on the list of attendees.
On page 2 there, on those attendees list, we including Mrs. Ndombi Simang. That's it. Are we fine with the minutes of the 11th of October? Page 1, we find those apologies have been noted. Page 2, we've added Mrs. Ntombi Msimang. Page 3, we've taken away the two of that first paragraph. And then we've added there on that bullet point number 2 on O. In other words, on resolutions taken by the committee. The Minister of Agriculture should seek political intervention as been done previously with CBS and negotiate for new markets, particularly in BRICS and African markets. Particularly within BRICS and African markets, sorry. Any mover for adoption with those amendments? Mr. Panda. Mr. Geller, there was another second. Thanks for that.
Excuse me, Chairperson.
Yes, sir.
Just a passing comment. Mawdu Mashaba is a big loss to the Department of Agriculture.
Just a comment.
Oh.
Just a passing comment.
You need losing, doesn't it?
Yes, Mr. Panda. It has been made some time ago, that comment. The citrus took him and then he is now there. Oh, Mr. Keller, you were not present. Yeah. And Mama Twala has taken over immediately. Miss Twala has taken over immediately. So what is very clear here, members, is that we've got a very good team of vigilance. Again, Mr. A. Abram. Consistently. We are on the 22nd of October. And we were looking into responses by the department on issues raised during public hearing on marine living sources.
Also
there's acting chief director, deputy director, director. I think
we must make sure in the future when the official comes, that they write acting director for branch, fisheries, exports, whatever, so that we also know
exactly
what
they are.
What is an office assistant?
Department office here.
Where? Here in town. I'm here in office. But what is that office assistant?
Assist with
everything. In what office?
Office of the teacher.
Yeah.
In
yeah, those are the details I'm sure members are referring to, so that it is clear. Office assistant in the DG's office, something to that effect.
Is that the guy that always comes to handle the laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where is he?
He's not here today.
And I can bet I would have missed him even if he was not here. Page 2. And I can also bet by the time we split as this committee, our parliamentary staff, the extent in which we have become so precise on the issues, we shall have had a very, very perfect, you know, the members of very meticulous team. In North Zora and
maybe if as a chairperson can write a recommendation that they stay with the school at this
time. It's going to happen.
It's going to because we have trained them well.
Yeah. If I miss those that cannot be coming there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for myself. I'm just pulling one of your eggs and I won't tell you which one.
I see you are moving to Cape Town.
Oh. Page 2 on the 22nd of. It's a very straightforward one.
After the deliberation committee resolved that there are three groups, read the portfolio of insurance and derivatives. Not least for the first time.
The point raised by Mr. Tale, he's talking about consistency. The committee relooks. The committee briefs. The committee ensures.
Yeah.
Committee revises. Rather, sorry, the department does all of those things. Those consistencies, or rather inconsistencies. Even the relook, is it not hyphenated?
No.
Okay. Are we fine with those minutes? 22nd of October? With those amendments, revisited. And move up for adoption? And again, another typo there on Mr. S, not A. Mr. Kler has moved. Second. Ms. De Vandalen. Thank you.
What is the time on that first one? Did you have to run the form between the same way and that you projected for the implementation of the law? I think we must decide that in a different way, because it didn't say that as you look at, and if you want the specific breakdown or sound of the word, when you look, what does it mean?
I'm just worried if we leave it like this, it's
not going to reflect the discussion. Any comments, further comments? Because as far as I can remember, we were discussing the fact that even though we didn't think in the first place that it was only supposed to be more. There were also discussions that we were saying, and I can remember that I even thought that within the NPS period if there would be an adjustment in the budget for the department for this. And that I'm not even sure that we're going to do it, and we didn't get anything. But that's not what the size of the point. I think we need to put it a bit stronger so the department report back on the funding model or
whatever.
Because
there were
discussions we made that they
will go to treasury and all kinds of things. But just to say, it's not a strong. You see, another challenge we have, Mrs. Lucy Court and Mrs. Kakata. I'm just reminded by PMG here. They record. And we get a lot of assistance from them in the recording. Now, when we are to come into a place of this nature where there is no mic system, it places them at a disadvantage. Probably this can pick up what I'm saying. I don't know how powerful it is. I'm listening to you as you are talking, whether or not this is picking up. Yes, they are doing it for themselves, but also we do benefit in the events where we need to go back to the record of our team. What did one say? For future, if we can ensure that we get into a venue where there is a mic, even if there is no recording facility. I know we all would wish to be in front of some TV.
Yes.
But in the absence of a TV, at least the mic must assist. sorry, I just got disturbed by him going that side, and also I was looking at this gadget, but as we are talking, I'm reminded now that whether or not you are being captured.
Yeah. the response to it. I don't know what the rest of the committee says. Because I can specifically remember we were discussing it.
Yes.
Even I can remember my talk.
No, he's put on. He's put on.
But this really.
The essence of our discussion at the time had more to do with the fact that you would have been very keen as a committee of parliament to get into grips of what that 4 to 4 million would entail.
Yes.
To an extent, you were even saying, what could be that breakdown? And what could be those programs? Yes, it does say here, implementation plan. Part of that plan, the budget follows the plan.
Yes, Chairperson, I mean, there was also an amount of 580 million, and there was a, there wasn't exactly sure how much it was going to cost. It was a sum up, they said. And we said, well, you know, we want to hear what that sum up was for, and give us a breakdown of it. And then we were working with a bill, and if this bill has money implications, then it becomes a money bill as well. So that was the discussion we wanted, but we never got an answer to this, except to say that Treasury and all other departments would join and give this money to set up these cooperatives from Treasury and everything. But we never found out what the cost was for. Because it could be general lease or whatever it is, you know, food parcels. That's what people said that time.
CCI was also involved in that. So I think if we can just say that we need
a report,
a breakdown
of the amount that has been projected for the implementation.
And where it comes from. Because they just mentioned that they were looking at that coming from Treasury, they spoke about CCI, and all of the
districts. Breakdown in the source.
Yes.
And maybe if there's a shortage, we must go and source the money. You know, we must go look for it if it's a good cause. Yeah, but then we know where to go.
No, we're not going to go to it.
Chairperson,
yeah,
you see, that's part of what I always say when you pass and consider legislation, look at the unintended consequences. And that is, for example, how, you know, everything, I normally ask, what is this legislation going to cost to implement?
Break down in the source of the amount of 4 to 4 in the implementation of this bill.
Yes.
It has been moved for adoption and seconded. Thank you, sir, for that. On the 22nd, which is afternoon, and then it's later on. We were dealing with deliberation.
We sat in the last 2 months more than we sat in the whole year.
It was not me.
That's our salary.
But you didn't pass any to vote.
Here we are on page 1 today, it was 22nd, and it was in the afternoon. Page 2. That global conference just on the side is being looked at. Members must in good time indicate their availability, because we, number one, there's no budget. We still must get money from somewhere. Number two, it assists them to claim. This is in Johannesburg.
Thank you.
fine with page 2, straightforward.
See, on the resolutions on the bottom,
there are the resolutions.
On the page 2, that ensures that in the event that National Trading does not approve the allocation of funds to the implementation of the MLRA, I mean, the party that has an alternative plan on how it will implement the rules. See, that money needed to come from Treasury, then it would have been a money pool. Any bill that has a money implication becomes a money bill. That must be dealt in a different way as what we dealt with. So I don't know if we can say that Treasury is going to give the money, because I mean, that was never on the cards according to the department. Otherwise they would have taxed the bill differently. They said it was going to come from different sources. If you put in there that we would have not done our job to ask why is it not a money bill. So that sentence is phrased though.
Which sentence?
The last bullet point.
That DAF ensures that in the event that the National Treasury does not approve the allocation of funds for the implementation of this bill, the department has an alternative plan on how it will implement the bill.
Yeah. It was never a question that Treasury would give the money.
Very open-ended statement. Comments? See, the challenge you have with that statement is that it's quite very, very open-ended. It can be subjected to all sorts of understandings and interpretations, or interpretations.
If that shit stays like that, then I will argue...
The point I'm raising in a nutshell is that this is a wrong statement to me, in a minute of its nature. Because somebody who would read this today, 10 years' time and so on, will have to scratch the head in so many different directions as to what exactly do they mean here. There is a revolution already taken. Now, I'm not sure about the wisdom of another resolution on top of a resolution.
No, I think check this into two discussions. So the second one, you just try to reconfirm that the bottom does bring back
what you think. That has been the money from the government.
You just duplicate that. Yeah, right. And, or just say, reconfirm whatever, what we said this morning.
But we're taking one resolution. Why must we take another resolution, top of the resolution? All what we do is to refer the department to one resolution in a form of a correspondence in following up a resolution taken on the 22nd of October on this matter. May you come back to us rather than having to resolve and confirm your resolution and so on and so forth. I think my view would be that we do away with that bullet point number 4 on page 2.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Are we fine? I'm proposing. I'm moving.
Okay, but we are really going to look silly with a
I think we do away with that.
Yeah.
We have a resolution already. Break down and a source of that amount. Then they shall come back with GDR, with National Treasury, as they explain the problem. Rather than having to say in the end of this happening, then they shall find somewhere else. Okay.
Excuse me, Captain.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ron.
We have a bit of a problem. You know, Wednesdays are normally our day set aside for professional services meetings, and that's had a message yet. They require you that. There are only 3 members present, and we need to transact some business. So I don't know, Jefferson. I sat here to try and help to maintain the quorum, hoping that other members would arrive. But it was now clear since it's about almost half past 10. Chances of other members arriving seem to be remote. And then, Jefferson, I also wanted to crave your indulgence for 2 or 3 minutes, if I may.
Before you do that, Mr. Abram. Let's just extract some minute adoptions.
Let's try to get very quiet here. You know, I only made a little comment here and there.
If the rule of if the meeting was correct in the beginning and then somebody leaves in the middle, that must still reflect that the meeting was correct.
Can we, without taking another minute, on the 3 minutes, Mr. Abram. We have gone through page 2 pages of 22nd of afternoon of October. There's only one amendment there, which takes away that bullet point number 4. Are we fine with that minute?
Yes.
Can we adopt that minute?
Yes.
Mr. Spain has moved. And I can confirm that Ms. Kane was present. Any seconder? I saw Mrs. Fala seconding. And I can also confirm that Mrs. Fala was in the meeting. Can we then move with street members? We have dealt with the 8th of October minutes. And in that minute of the 8th of October, on page 3, there was only one amendment there. And then, of course, on page 2, that amendment on page 3, paragraph 1 on top, the very third sentence from below on that first paragraph. Instead of on conclusion, you do away with that on conclusion. And then conclude that paragraph with members were given an opportunity, and it goes on. And then on page 2 of those that were present, acting DG, it is saying here there that the stakeholder relations, communication and legal services. And then any move for adoption? Mrs. Dane has moved. Any? That shall take us out of 8th of October morning. Afternoon of 8th of October. And then also, those that were present, it is not Mr. A. Abram is Mr. S. Abram. And then page 1, Carol Moses, acting director, it's not clear for what. Let's confirm that with them. We can only assume. Let's confirm it. And then on page 2, there is an addition there on those bullet points. Bullet point 1. In other programs, such as land reform. And then that sort of ended our engagement, those minutes on the 8th. Any mover? Those amendments, Mr. Kale? Not yet? In Kotskolo Kuru? Seconded. I think we only left those two, huh? Okay. Now, we have just dealt with page October 22nd. We're trying to rush as much as we can go a lot of minutes here. Can we, may we, shall we, must we? Thank you, sir. 23rd. Again, Mr. S. Avram.
Jefferson, next week is the 10th thing that they have a aid of children. Let's take it to heaven.
Sunday, let's be here on one director of what? Abongil and Mangula, chief director, acting chief director, Dennis, office assistant. And then page 2, it was a short meeting, yeah? Oh yeah, it was a longer meeting, but later it was a short meeting. Straightforward one, page 2. That's where we were given a bombshell by Mr. Geru Roda. This is a section 76 skill. Wow. Anything on page 3?
Can I just ask for page 2? Page 2, after number 2, we start to share this available to propose an instance of adoption, and it is on motion by the system by the certificate by the system. This is I stand amendments for adopted. Number come up in the book and it says, however, it stands on the zero close to record the CA of Jesus amendment.
I remember very well there. We did adopt, however, there was an issue about the amendment of the marginalized and whatnot, and whatnot. That it needed to be placed on that report. In other words, not only on the report but also on the bill itself.
Yeah.
In other words, we are adopting with a proviso that we add that part you were insisting on.
Yeah. What you thinking? I can't remember that I seconded that because I was not seconded the voice. We were not having the adoption.
You did second but with a proviso.
I remember that I had to hand up to say that I want to check it. I did not second the bill. I had my hand up and to say that I want to say it. I'm very much recorded. So it could be that I was second you. I didn't second it because I was trying to say that I want us to do the second thing.
The committee secretariat is advising that you did second the amendment. Not what?
The amendment.
I remember now. When we got the list of amendments, so that's the way that the amendment. I think that is the way that the amendment is.
Are we fine with that,
yeah?
Okay. Page 3 of the 23rd October. The tagging agreed, the committee report with what we want to do is finally tagged by the change of chair. Okay, so straightforward one. But as of then, because Mr. Gary was insisting that we cannot go ahead, but we did not know as well how the JTM shall have been advising us. So on those grounds, we agreed that we needed to go ahead.
Jefferson, we were both under the wrong impression that the bill was at that time already tagged, because it said everywhere that it was tagged as a 75 bill, and it wasn't actually tagged by the committee at that time.
It was a provisional. We were told that. It was mentioned that provisionally tagged 75. Okay, we're fine with that. Any more? Mr. Scholar?
I move for the adoption.
Okay. Any second? Mr. Day? 23rd in the afternoon, again, we had to move. Oops. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. It was ARC and Nahapam. We're all present except for Mr. Van Dalen and Mr. Gaylor. No. We're all present except for Mr. Gaylor and Mr. Van Dalen. Everybody else was present. Inkostokolo, who mama, who
Because I'm not so often present.
No. Was present as well. Because I was saying we're all present. Very briefly, Mrs. Mchiza, who was present, she will tell us. She's got lots of things that she was telling me.
No, I was just highlighting that Mr. Mchiza and both Mrs. Mchiza and Mr. Hoss were only present for the ARC presentation. Well, after Mrs. Mchiza's return ARC presentation only, I mean, the same should be for Mr.
Hoss
as well.
That shall be page 1 of 23rd. You're saying something, Mr.
Abra? I have something on page 2.
Okay. Are we fine on page 1? Page 2? This is the ARC and nothing.
But Kevin, I don't know, but I think that it's not Mr. Mwakuni, it is Doctor. So if you take number 2.
Where are we?
On page 2.
Where is that?
Presentation by the ARC. The third line from the bottom up. 1.1 million, and then you have wisdom at Puli. But Jefferson, what is very important.
No, where exactly do I be? I'm reading Dr. Mwakuli all along.
No, yes, Mwakuli, wisdom at Puli.
Oh, okay, only on one occasion.
Yeah.
But it is mentioned.
But in any case, Jefferson, what is very important for me here is when I told them. When he mentioned that they are instituting legal action and he started lawyers and all that, and I said that you guys should actually pursue every other avenue to try and resolve matters with industry, roadways, who are your partners.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just threaten people with going to the law. And that person, all we have there is that members had an opportunity to comment and or ask questions. And that, to my mind, is an important comment here, because these people, because it's state money, it's not coming out of their pockets, they're quick to run to the law. I said it, I wasn't well that evening, and I said it, that you people must pursue every other avenue with Roseley, and not run to the law.
Can't we have something on the resolutions?
Okay, I'm surprised that they used it in the resolution, or they took a decision that not including discussion in the actual body of the
Can we quickly do a revolution by the time we are top? We are final, huh? You have the revolution also?
No,
can you just rephrase it in Sabra?
No, I suggest that you guys should not be instituting legal action.
Is that a resolution?
You want the resolution? You want to call it a committee resolution?
It is called.
Alright.
Can
that
be?
That ARC should avoid litigation and explore all other avenues with industry role players.
The straightforward one.
Yeah.
We are fine with that.
Should explore all avenues before going to litigation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are we fine with that?
Yeah, no
problem. Okay. Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina is there. On those that are sitting on page 2. Members, are we fine with this minute? Yes, Mr. Okay.
Page 2.
Let us quickly on look at page 2, paragraph.
Second paragraph, last sentence.
Last sentence? In the year. Is that a sentence?
Second paragraph.
Which sentence is that? He mentioned.
Mukundi concluded his presentation where members were given an opportunity to comment
or ask questions to which they actually responded.
Responded.
Next thing?
I see that on the third, the first level, I also remember we said the ARC should be the committee on research that has been done on the meat landing channel. I don't think that specifically just on the meat landing channel, because remember I spoke about the vaccine and the development of vaccines and research on that. There was so we need to expand that. Say that the ARC should be the committee on research that has been done, and then we can say, for example, on current issues, for example, the meat labeling panel, the vaccine development of manufacturing with diseases and things like that. So it's not only the meat labeling panel.
Just summarize.
Now we just need to include the ARC should be the committee on research that is currently affecting the country or something, like the meat raising scandal, the vaccine development, and I keep on saying this is this juncture between the departments. I don't think we need to make it an included point. To say that the department must inform the quality of who is responsible for research on certain issues.
The ARC should work the committee on research that has been done on the Michigan labor scandal, also on vaccine development, something to that effect.
Yeah, and then I think we're going to do another good point is that the department that must inform the committee of whose responsibility. The responsibility of who is responsible for the research or the initiation of research. Remember I asked that question and then I actually said that but if someone gives them the opdracht to do that, they will do it. But they can't decide what is the important issue that needs research on.
Someone leaves it.
Are we fine with that? Did you capture that?
We would also give responsibility to that.
Did you capture that?
Okay, so the first one is, the ARC should be the committee on research that must be done or that has been done on, for example, the meat-landing scandal and vaccine development. Then you just add another bullet point. Instead of that, should advise the committee with an explanation of who is responsible to initiate research. And we just ended the research, because if any research that's got to do with the department, we've asked that question in the past.
to an extent we instructed the department to seek collaboration.
Yes. Yeah, and we never gave that. We don't know where that is lying. Who's responsible to say this thing? There's a problem with it. It's just black spot. Who will do the research on that? I'm just taking it in both ways.
Can you read that?
Should be end. Which of two which they can
On page 3 there on top. On that same minute, the date is 23rd of October. Mr. Chitimani, there on top, concluded his presentation. The numbers were given an opportunity to comment or ask questions. To comment and or ask questions.
Mr. Of which the CEO responded to again, also
to which?
Which the CEO responded. Can you read the other bullet points? How do they look like? No, sir.
The ARC should brief the committee on research regarding issues that affect the country, for example, the meat labeling scandal and vaccine development.
And the last, the
that should brief the committee on whose responsibility is it to initiate research on topical issues.
Okay, on those grounds, with those amendments, can we then that amendment take into account both the amendments on page 3? The sentence that starts with Mr. Siman, and also the two bullet points that have been amended, one, another one, and added. And then on page 2, the point raised by Mr. Abram, Dr. Mwepuli, and also that sentence, doing away with the two. Any move on?
Have we now got the one on litigation?
Yeah.
We've got that one.
Any move on?
Also the one that Mr. Stein has put on whose responsibility? They will want the name of the person.
Institution?
No, the institution.
Oh. In other words, the department must build a committee on which institutions just initiate research.
Within the
on topical issues related to agriculture, fisheries and forests. Any mover? Mr. Stein? Of course. Thank you. As 20 said, is done. We are almost done with around 24. We left with 2 minutes now. As in a minute of the 24th and 2 minutes. Any
Chair, sorry.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but I just want to find out the people in attendance.
Mm-hmm.
You have here Mr. N. T. Steitler.
Mr.
Steitler.
Oh, Steitler.
It's supposed to be Steitler or Steitler. S-T-E. There's an Afrikaans surname,
Stekler.
I've never seen a
Stekler
surname in my life.
Is this how it has been written?
Yes.
In the register?
Is that how
it's signed? He's a professor as well.
I see.
That's why he's a Stekler in that Stekler, because he's a professor. Any further issues on page 1? Thanks for that, Mr. Abram. Page 2. Okay. take it that minute is fine.
Mr. Chairperson, there's just another little problem. It says that the minutes reads at the top of it in the adoption of the Marine Living Resource Amendment Bill.
Wait a.
At the top of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we adopted it already. So now we just.
Where are you now?
No.
Where are we?
We are on the 24th.
Student
hours. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
I was at the meeting, so I
okay, are sorry. We fine? Any move up for adoption? I saw you and Mrs. Prada. Oh, we also have to end the evening day, 8 or 6. Yes.
I'm just thinking, was there no recommendation that we made then? I remember there were discussions on provinces specifically, but I was trying very hard to see if we made any recommendations, but I don't know that we did. It was just a discussion from the provinces, and was there nothing that we said that they must like come and tell us what is that we can... remember when we said we, all the people are telling us what we know, but we wanted to know what it is that we can do that...
Well, what we did say, I remember very well, we did express our frustrations in dealing with provinces, specifically us, among others.
Yeah.
But we agreed that we need to continue this engagement with the FSC,
yeah.
So that it is not only during the tabling of court or... APP that we interact with them. Because with this example of CAS, we then can, you know, together with them, they are available. That's what they indicate.
Okay, that's fine.
And if Ms. Stoller, you were saying?
For adoption.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are almost at the tail end now. 29th of October in the year 2013, we are looking at adoption of the marine living resource and also mination and also adoption of our standing committee minutes.
Yeah, it's not to adopt the marine living resource bill that they already did that before. It was the report on the marine living resource.
It was a report.
Yes.
Was an adoption of the report.
Yes. On the that's what we need to do.
Adoption of the report.
Yes. It says here on point the adoption of the committee report on the marine living resource amendment.
Page 2.
Yes. So what's that?
Anything on page 2? I shall brief the committee next week on the outcome of that letter. Hopefully we get a feedback by then. The minutes, the movers and the seconders are outlined there. And sustain as proposed. Sorry. Can you just quickly? Page 2, consideration and adoption of the committee report on the nomination of the candidate to serve on the board of the National Agricultural Marketing Council.
And on this part, the same thing, to include the board of the NM.
Agreed.
Yeah, to serve on the board. On the board. Mr. Teller, you were saying something? Mr. Stein, you had moved. Okay, Mr. Pantala, a second. The very, very last minute. 30th of October. Congression of the ERR court, adoption of the oversight visit, and also the outbreak control management of disease. Those are the people that were present, save for those that are absent or were absent. With page 1, with page 2, the report was adopted on the oversight after a few discussions, and then the consideration of the budgetary review, status of the CBS, and the resolutions. Is that a straightforward one? Are we fine with that, Minas? Straightforward one, Mr. Singh?
Yeah, there's just one other thing. Just as I asked a specific question about the business that we're not supported on, in the scenario that we need to get a full basing of all the diseases. We spoke about the tuberculosis and TB and all of those, and I name it even the magnitude in the current, I almost get to use the crisis or outbreak or all that. So we did discuss the fact that.
Can we say there on bullet point 1, as we receive a report on OIE,
yeah,
that we also include other diseases that have not been reported on?
Well, then most of the OIE is getting things.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in addition.
We can do that. Yeah. We can do that. Okay, I think that.
It's linked because OIE has a report they can also touch.
Yeah.
Are we fine with that report? The straightforward report. Any mover? Mr. Stay? Mr. Teller, seconder. Thanks for that. Then this is the very last one. 30th of October. Those that are present are marked there and we're adopting the DRR report.
That is it, we adopt it.
The straightforward one, Mr. Van Dalen has moved for adoption. Seconded by Mr. Ingo Sturkun.
I'm going to take that back. I'm going to take it. Did we not see the sign from the department to the back to the
Australia
on the previous one?
On the OIE?
Yeah. Because we said there might be something like that has to be included in your budget process, although it would be delayed.
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I think we just might
let's include something in that correspondence,
yes,
that begins to insinuate that there is urgency to that. Mr. Van Dalen has moved,
yes.
And Mr. Bella has seconded. There are two other outstanding minutes, 15th and 16th of October, and those are public hearings. And they are going to be concluded upon. Come next week, we shall have to.
Chairperson, may I have 2 or 3 minutes of the committee time?
Can I quickly jump?
Mm-hmm.
Whilst.
Excuse me.
Can I quickly jump out and then come back?
No, please, Chair. We don't have a biological meeting. and to tackle power, where I believe that power was making a mistake. I leave here with very mixed feelings, Jefferson, but I make no apologies for having stood up for what I believe was correct. My prediction for agriculture is that agriculture is in distress. The department is unfortunately still in distress. You cannot have a situation where you don't have a permanent leader for most of the past 4.5 years. You cannot have a plan. You see, Jefferson, when you want to go to war, you cannot just enter a war without a plan. And that has been the problem of this committee. That every time you see a new person, you see a new face. If I must recount the number of new faces I've seen here, if I must recount the number of senior officials that have left us, then we should ask ourselves the question, not that the officials have left, we should ask ourselves, why? What are the root causes that those officials have left? And you will remember I shared a document with you in February last year, in which somebody had told me, in the form of that document, left in my pigeonhole about what they saw as the root cause, and it must have been somebody from inside the department. We unfortunately didn't follow these things up. So I live here with some regret, but I also have very pleasant memories, and I rather want to remember the pleasant memories. So, Mama Tuala, you are the whip. I'm asking you to please tell Mama Elizabeth and Comrade Nyalungu, Comrade Aliso, as well as Mr. Banga and Mr. Gaylor, who are the other members of this committee. I cherish their friendship. I cherish their camaraderie. And I just hope that you will be able to make the sort of contributions in future that can put agriculture on a winning streak. Remember one thing. Agriculture has no color. Every one of us needs food on our table. And we must cherish everyone, whether a smallholder, whether a subsistence person, a commercial person, we must cherish them all for the contribution that they make. You know, the agricultural life is a hard one. It's not an easy one. It's something where you have to be on the alert 24 hours of the day. If it doesn't rain, you're in trouble. And several parts of our country are currently going through a drought situation. If it rains too much, you're in trouble. Those poor people know what they go through. And we need to have not just sympathy for them, but empathy. When assistance is required, assistance must not come 2 years after the event. Assistance must be virtually immediate. There's always been in agriculture funds that have been earmarked for whatever disasters may befall the country. And Comrade Jefferson, remember that you don't ask for disasters. No. They happen. And when they happen, the department must be ready to see that the people are assisted. And as long as we can remember these few things, Jefferson, I believe that we can be on a winning streak. We are a country with tremendous possibilities. It is just that you've got to have the correct drivers to drive this particular ship, to steer it properly, and see that we do the things that is required of us. There are expectations out there. Our people are expecting a lot from us. And unfortunately, when I measure what we have achieved, you know, it's very nice to come here and present the reports, but what counts is what goes through the lives of the ordinary people on the ground. I conclude, Jefferson, by just quoting one of the people who have politically mentored me, although the person was assassinated in 1947, Mahatma Gandhi, that there are times when you have to obey a call, which is the highest of all, and that is the voice of conscience. Even though such obedience may cost many a bitter tear. Thank you very much, Jefferson, for listening to me and also for tolerating me these 4.5 years. I may have been a difficult customer, but all I did is to try and do a job. That's all. Thank you very much, and thank you, also, Chair, for your indulgence on many occasions. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I do know for sure that there was a protest in motion, or there is a protest in motion, allow things to go on. I always believe that give a person a chance to say whatever. And I must say that we have learned a lot from you. In the past, and some of the mistakes you might have made also have learned a lot. But overall, the robustness and the corporateness, and I'm very, very fortunate that you are going to miss that. And we shall have learned, I for one, let me speak for myself, that I have learned quite a great deal out of you. You shall have to be invited. Mrs. Ludico has got some announcements to make. Maybe before we conclude our meeting, in order to break our time, so that we all have one session before we end. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Listen to her before we go. Before.
We spoke to our unit manager about the closing party for, I would say the closing party for the committee and staff. So she suggested that we do it from the person's side. So the executive secretary has been instructed to prepare that for us.
Can you just give confirmation if next week you won't have any